Hey there, why don't you come in my office? So I haven't spoken to you since your onboarding day a few months ago when you joined our company. If you don't remember me, I'm Trixie, the head of HR of the company. Yeah, I know. It's weird seeing the main office area all empty, isn't it? Well, we usually don't introduce this special work day to new hires until the day of, just for safety reasons. All of your coworkers are in the main conference room right now, participating in our annual special event, and you are definitely invited, and every single employee is participating right now and has done so for the past several years since we started the event. So, what we do is a little unheard of and unique, but we have found that this special event results in positive employee retention and just overall happiness. So we call this special event Purge Night. I am the organizer of the event and ensure everything runs smoothly the entire time, so you guys don't have to worry about anything else. And the purpose of Purge Night is to allow every male employee of the company to take out their biological, aggressive sexual urges on the woman of the company as a reward for keeping their natural instincts in check the rest of the year. We've done all sorts of sexual harassment trainings, and none of them work. They're all bullshit, really. Me and the CEO of the company put our brains together to see how we could keep sexual harassment in check in the most realistic way. Because here's the thing, men are primal creatures. You guys have testosterone pumping throughout your body at all times that bring out aggressive urges. And how can we blame you for something so natural and ask you to deny yourself your natural urges? For example, it's no secret that whenever one of us female coworkers are wearing a tight skirt or a low-cut shirt, you men have to fight off the urge to grope our ass or tits. So instead of pushing some bullshit sexual harassment training on everyone, we hold this special event where there are no rules. Men can do whatever they want with the woman of the office, and the beautiful part? I have a pill that I administer to the females at the end of the night that erases their memory completely, so they are completely unaware of how brutal their male coworkers were towards them. Oh, listen, I know this is out of the ordinary and seems completely bizarre, but I assure you, the men of our company that have been here the longest are so thankful for this event. And it really does produce positive results for our company. I rarely ever have to file sexual harassment complaints, so ultimately, it's a very positive thing for the ladies as well in the long run. Listen, just stick around and let me show you around. I can tell I'm going to have to help you realize your truth as a man, and it's not a bad thing because here's the thing. Society has programmed you to behave in a way that works against your natural instincts and urges. Since you are a man, you are naturally dominant and have aggressive sexual urges towards women. I know you do. And if you're honest with yourself, you know this as well. So we are giving you one night, to be the man that lives inside of you, especially the man that lives right inside of that cock. So let's have a quick observation of Purge Night, and I think this might help you feel more comfortable and letting loose and tapping into that masculinity that's caged inside of you. So follow me. And please stare at my ass. I know it looks very plump and round in this tight pencil skirt. You are allowed to stare and encouraged to stare tonight. All right, so here we are. Oh, what a beautiful sight, huh? I know it's a bit jarring to see your coworkers without clothes and fucking like animals, but you'll get used to it. So look over here. Yeah, over here. You know Carol, right? The shy accountant that doesn't really say much and keeps to herself. Two of your male coworkers are double teaming her, stuffing her mouth with cock and fucking that mouth hole roughly while slapping her face. And this is the kind of brutal fucking that I know lives inside of you. She's probably annoyed you at times, seeming to act like she's ignoring everyone through her shyness. Showing up to work in those tight pants that make her perky ass look amazing. Look at how your other male coworker is torturing her perky tits while anally pounding her. This is how men are supposed to fuck. Rough, brutal fucking with no regard to how the woman feels. Because a bitch's comfort doesn't matter tonight. Tonight, every single female inside of here is just a piece of rape meat with three fuck holes, a bunch of cum dumps. All your life, you were taught to treat women with respect. Hold the door open. Pay for our food or whatever. Give us equal treatment. Fuck that bullshit. Women are weak and fragile, and you men have hard, insatiable cocks and sexual appetites that deserve to be fed however you want. And you still look like a deer in headlights. It's really okay though. I am confident I can pull out the sexual beast inside of you. Let's come over here. Yeah, it looks like Beatrice, the college intern, is getting gang raped. So fucking delicious, right? I've watched B in the office, and she thinks she's so special since she's our college intern and the youngest in the office. I've watched her go around and take advantage of you guys just because she's cute and young. Well, tonight, you men don't have to answer to her. Nope. You men can teach her a fucking lesson that you guys are in charge and she's nothing but just a dumb cunt. Nothing special. I mean, look at her. She's in the middle of the conference table with cum covering her face and glasses. What a stupid fucking whore. And she hates every bit of this gang rape, thinking she's something special. And the fact is, she's a young, tight-bodied slut that deserves to offer her body to any man that wants it. Because she's always dressing in tight outfits, showing off her tight body, pretty much asking to be raped. And tonight, she's the rape slut that she's meant to be. Men old enough to be her father, forcing their cocks in her unwilling mouth. I mean, look. They had to tie her to the table to keep her in check. And that's the thing. You men are stronger than us, more dominant. This is the natural order, biology. Men taking what they want and forcing women to be what you want us to be. And right now, B is a gang-raped slut that's taken so many loads she probably can't even count. And do you see how each and every man in here is taking what they want and not being ashamed to be their true selves? During this purge night, no shame is allowed. This is how men were built, to take and dominate the weaker sex. Punch, slap, spit, come, grope, whatever you want to us sluts. Come over here. I want to show you what happens to cunts whenever we are treated like the whores we really are. You see Anne strapped to that chair? It's no secret that Anne is a goody two-shoes wife and mother. So sweet to everyone in the office and pretty buttoned up. Motherhood has really taken a toll on her. Now look at her. Mr. Jones has been forcing her to come over and over again, squirting all over the place while he fists and spanked her cutting asshole. I mean, fuck, look at her. She's about to pass out from him fist punching her asshole so hard. That's how bitches should be used. Brutally and as hard as a man wants. If she passes out, keep going, because our only purpose is being a fuck toy to men, even if it means we pass out. In fact, that means you can go harder on us, because unconscious cunts are the absolute ultimate abuse means. And Anne is receiving multiple forced orgasms while crying. Oh, look at her. She's all crying. It doesn't fucking matter if she's crying. She's got gaped, raped holes and all kinds of embarrassing, degrading body writing. Fuck pig, rape me, dumb cunt, written all over her whore body. You see, this is the kind of whore that lives underneath all the bullshit that has been programmed and formed us cunts to be. The feminist movement forced society to believe a lie. That women are equal and deserve fair treatment. That is bullshit. Once you show a woman how to behave and force us into sexual enslavement and hardcore brutal abuse, cunts can be controlled and shown their true purpose. Look at her, crying and begging him to stop, her body betraying her. And she hates every single second of this use, but it doesn't fucking matter. No, bitches are simple creatures. Weak and easily manipulated, sloppy, useless whores. And over here, you might be surprised to see Fiona over here being fucked just as hard as the other cunts. You know Fiona, right? The 30-year-old pregnant receptionist that's about to go on maternity leave. There she is, being forced to ride two cocks with a man's belt wrapped around her neck. Double stuffed rape, like the knocked up bread whore she is. And that other man is slapping his cock against her swollen pregnant belly. Even pregnant bitches are fuck meat. Whores are nothing but three fuckholes that give us purpose, but also We are breeding whores, and Fiona is a perfect example of that. She's got cum dripping down her swollen belly and probably has multiple loads soaking in that knocked up cunt of hers. Even pregnant cunts deserve extreme, brutal fucking. In fact, I'm sure the fact that she is pregnant makes some men even more full of desire and urge to roughly rape her. And that's exactly what each and every one of you superior men deserve tonight. To brutally pound whatever fuckhole you want. So I think this might really settle in whenever we get into the boss's office. That's right. The head bitch in charge. Rachel is even part of this night, and she's always a well-used cunt during purge night. Let's take a look in there. I see they have her hogtied on top of her desk as her male employees take turns pounding her filthy fuckholes. And this is therapeutic, really. I know Rachel can be a flat-out bitch of a boss. She's demanding, strict, and consistently bitchy. But you know what? She's none of those things tonight. Nope. She's a disgusting, abused, fuck meat pig. A rape slut. Every single man in this company loves to take turns and abuse her in some kind of way until they're satisfied. And that's what you guys deserve. And what she deserves for being such a fucking cunt. For every time she's chewed a male employee out, that man is here stuffing her mouth violently with his cock, asking her, who's the bitch now? She has no power really on purge night. You guys have to pretend all year she has the power. But tonight, the stronger, superior sex is in charge, and she's nothing but a used up whore. Oh, wait a minute. I see little feet poking out from Rachel's closet. Oh, well, you look at this. Meg thought she could hide from tonight's events. Oh, she looks so scared and helpless in the closet. Ripped clothes and smeared makeup. Wait a minute, you sit in the cubicle next to Meg, don't you? Yeah? Well, this is the perfect cunt to find then. Cute little Meg. I'm sure Meg has teased you many times, huh? Coming over to ask you for help on a project, leaning over your desk, putting her cleavage in your face. Go on and tell me. Tell me how you feel about Meg and not in a polite way. Tell me how she's been a cock tease, because I know she has. All cunts are. Oh, she's dangled her heels off those feet almost every day, daily, teasing you with those pretty feet of hers. Oh, and she likes to come over and flirt with you too, huh? I bet she hasn't offered her mouth or her body like the good whore she really is should. Why don't you grab her by that pretty brown hair and pull that bitch out of the closet? Come on, don't be shy. Make Meg your first cock doll for tonight. Fuck her feelings. Fuck what she thinks. You get to think and act with that cock of yours. Yes, that's it. Pull that bitch up. Her job is to serve men tonight. Grope her body. touch her and the places she's probably teased you with every day at work. Women, you know, are designed by nature to be appealing to men. Soft and curvy bodies to grow. That's it. Handle and squeeze those tits. She should be lucky you're even giving her any attention right now. So what's your cock telling you to do right now? Think with your cock and not your brain. Your cock is the only thing that matters tonight. Yes. Push that bitch on her knees and fuck her pretty face. Cunt should be informed of how pretty we are to men by how hard you guys fuck our mouth cunts. That's all that mouth is, you know? A mouth cunt. Whatever comes out of Meg's mouth doesn't fucking matter. She has nothing valuable to say. She has a wet mouth to fuck, and that's it. And don't be gentle. Don't give a fuck if she starts gagging and choking. That's a sign to go harder and teach her a lesson. Put that bitch in her place. What's your cock telling you now as your mouth raping Meg's pretty throat? Oh, interesting. You want to stuff Rachel and Meg's cunts? Why not both? I think that's a fabulous idea. I'll put Rachel on her back on top of her desk, and then you can place Meg right on top of her, facing Rachel, and then you'll have two sloppy cunts to stuff with cock, stroking into one after another while you force them to make out. Cunts are only supposed to serve and not other women, except for when we're entertaining and turning men on by making out with each other. That should be the only time women touch each other sexually. Well, you heard him, cunts. Make out with each other while he stuffs your fuckholes. Rape Meg's sloppy, wet cunt now. Pound that hole as hard as you want. Put that pretty whore in her fucking place. Oh, that's it. And once you get tired of her cunt, rape your fucking boss. She definitely deserves to be put in her fucking place too. Take out all your frustrations and sexual aggression on these two whores. That's our true purpose. Underneath you, serving your cock. Taking whatever abuse you have to give us, treating us like the whores that we are, and soak up that masculine, dominant feeling as you use us whores. This is who you are, your true self, a fucking man with a hard, insatiable cock and a need to dominate cunts. Pound your boss's sloppy fucking cunt, and then pound Meg's just as hard. That's it. Go back and forth between these two whores. Use them like the fuck sleeves that they are. And I'm so thrilled you are giving into your true, dominant, masculine self. This is our true purpose too, you know. Giving our bodies to men like you to enjoy and fuck. Fucking whores as they are making out while you rail their sloppy cunts. Why don't you put your cock between their mouths, actually? Make them taste each other's whore cunts right off your cock until you bust your load between their tongues. Look at them lapping around your cock like the filthy sluts they are. Give them that superior cum. Make them make out more with your cum. Give these sluts more purpose by being your whore cum sluts. And then find more cunts to use. That's it. Feed these sluts cum. Yeah, force them to consume your cum. Every single cunt in our office are fuck meats to use. Given to your true dominance as a man, us whores aren't valuable unless we're serving your cock in whatever way you choose. Oh, look at them still making out with your cum. Such greedy fucking whores for cum. I'm gonna make my rounds and leave you be, okay? And I'm so pleased. You've given in to being the real man that you are. Oh, it's so fucking sexy. And remember, we female whores are weak fuck meats that need men to control us, even if we fight back. And if you come across a whore who fights back, that just means she needs to be put in her place even fucking harder.